And as we continue our year in reviews, Patricio Rubio spoke with Steve Lundgren recently, town supervisor for the town of Delaware, who was elected for the first time this year. Originally from the San Francisco Bay Area, he moved to Sullivan County 22 years ago from Hawaii. And Patricio started off by asking Mr. Lundgren what has been some of the biggest challenges this year for his town.
2020 was been quite a year. I mean, the biggest challenge I'm sure every town has faced was COVID-19. But if you could go give us what are some of the biggest challenges you and your town board has faced this year?
Well, of course, COVID is number one, because especially for a new supervisor like me, what it did was to kind of affect how we're doing business and my learning, my on-the-job training, because we had to start working remotely, and it's important for a newcomer, you know, like me to learn the ropes from the other hands that are in the office that have been there for quite a while. So that had an effect in that sense. And it changed, you know, of course, the way that we're doing, running our meetings and stuff like that. So without that face-to-face and personal contact, it's kind of almost like the effect on young kids in school. My schooling as a supervisor was, I believe, affected by it. But, you know, we've risen to the occasion, and we've had other challenges, too. About 3 months into my tenure, one of our board members who'd been here for quite a while, John Gain, became very ill and died in May. So that left an opening on the town board. And, you know, in just 3 months of working with him, had come to develop a great affection for him. And so it was a big loss for all of us. But it actually kind of turned into an opportunity of sorts, because we've got a great young new board member, Scott DuBois, who has lots of experience in municipal finance. He's a controller for the town of Fallsburg. So the blessing in disguise is that we have a new board member who's really got a lot of very valuable experience.
What are things that you're most proud of you were able to accomplish this year?
One of the greatest accomplishments was, first of all, again, to get Scott DuBois on the board. He's made already in just a few months has made a big difference in our affairs. One of the other things is that we have three major infrastructure projects that we're on tap for right now. One of them was moving our town highway department from its existing location in Hortonville in a floodplain, some antiquated facilities, into a new site. And we've got part of that done. We got a new salt shed built in the site work, but the actual construction of the town barn itself, or highway garage, has been put on hold because of the COVID and its impact on finances. And then in terms of the design of our new highway department garage, when I first took office, there were some preliminary plans for a 14,000 square foot facility. And that was, in my opinion and the opinion of a couple of other board members, much too large in scope. And so we were able, it took some doing. We were able to convince others that we could, you know, get the job done with a much smaller facility, a 10,000 square foot facility. Theoretically, that should save the town close to $900,000 if the engineer's estimates are correct. The other thing that I'm reasonably proud of is that in our budget for this year, we were able to keep the increase down to just 1%. So, we wanted to be mindful of the impact of COVID-19 on all of the taxpayers. And even though our costs, like everybody else, are going up, we were able to do a pretty good job of containing costs, in my opinion. So that's something to be proud of.
Were you able to do that through extra funds in the in your reserve funds, or is it something just unique, good planning, I guess?
It was just because all of the board members pitched in to, you know, and the people that are bookkeepers that pitch in to, you know, see where we could save money. And we actually were able to kind of reduce the amount of the appropriated fund reserves that we're going to be using significantly. So that's another thing that we're, all the board members, I think, are proud of.
The new year is almost here, and you know, a lot of people are looking to have 2020 over with already, especially the way things were going. anything you guys are looking forward to as far as 2021, as far as any town board goals or anything in particular, like events you're looking forward to, or just a general outlook?
In general, you know, just like everybody else, individually, and you know, the other supervisors and board members in Sullivan County, we're looking forward to the end of, hopefully to the end of the pandemic, and a return to some kind of normality and civility in all of our populations. We want to get back to work on our major infrastructure projects. We have millions of dollars worth of work that we are planning to do, you know, in the next 2 or 3 years, including moving our wastewater treatment plant from, or building a new one that's replaced the one that is existing down in Calicoon that's in a floodplain. So that is one of the major goals, as well as completion of the town highway garage. And we've got some major upgrades to do on our Calicoon water system. So the biggest things are primarily improvements to our infrastructure. We are looking forward to, you know, some increased growth in the town. There's been a couple of new subdivisions, small ones, that have been proposed. And, you know, the COVID has, 19 has created an opportunity in some ways. There are a lot more people now that, just like in the aftermath of 9/11, are much more interested and motivated in finding places here in the town of Delaware, because it's such an attractive location. You know, we're looking forward to hopefully some intelligent and smart growth in that regard. And we do have some exciting things, hopefully, that will come to fruition sometime soon. One would be the creation of the Calicoon Riverside Park that the Trust for Public Lands is working on. And then the Calicoon Business Association has been working hard for several years on developing the a visitor center project, remodeling the old Calicoon Depot. And once that gets done, that'll be a great centerpiece for the town. So I think that the future looks really, really good for the town of Delaware.
Where will be the new location for the wastewater treatment system? Because now it's like it's right by right off the Delaware.
Yeah, it's right. It's when you go to Agway, you pass by it. And that's a 30-year-old facility that, you know, again, is located in the floodplain. We have photos of the 2006 flood where the water is halfway up the doors. And created a lot of havoc, and you know, is environmentally unsound. But fortunately, and this is one of the things that we consider the Trust for Public Lands to be, you know, angels. They bought the old campgrounds at the end of Creamery Road, and so that's about less than half a mile from the existing plant, and they have some high ground there. And we are going to be purchasing 4 to 5 acres of land there that will, where we'll be able to locate the new wastewater treatment plant. It'll be a state-of-the-art facility. It'll be well above the floodplain. And because of its location, it'll be a minimal amount of, you know, relocation expense involved as far as piping and stuff like that. So it's an ideal site for us. And, you know, it will be adjacent to the new park that the county will be taking over, the land from the Trust for Public Lands. We're committed to making sure that the wastewater treatment plant is not going to be an eyesore, is something to be avoided or anything like that. We're hoping that there might even be an educational component to it, that it will tie in with the recreational use of the park in some way.
And if you could touch on a little bit on the Calicoon Train Depot, I know this was the old train depot that brought people into Calicoon. You're converting into some kind of visitors, I guess, center, right?
Yeah, and that's a project that the Calicoon Business Association is doing. We were involved with them in getting a $75,000 grant that is going to help facilitate that. That's going to be a very exciting project because, you know, right now it's an underused area and it's historic in nature. And like I said, as a centerpiece for the hamlet of Calicoon, it's going to be, in my opinion, a really exciting project. Kudos to the Calicoon Business Association for all of the work that they've done on that.
Is there an opening date for the visitors center?
Not that I'm aware of. It's a long-term project, but I think that, you know, we should see it complete within the next couple of years at the very most. You know, the hamlet of Calicoon is just a real gem. So very hopeful for our future here in the town of Delaware.
And as we wrap up, Steve, is there anything we haven't touched on that you would like our listeners to know about?
Well, I just want to mention that, you know, Sullivan County and this general region is very fortunate to have WJFF. It's one of the greatest institutions, I think. It contributes a very special thing to this entire community. It really is central to the success of this entire area, I think. And there's another institution that you're familiar with, too. It's the Sullivan County Democrat. The town of Delaware is really very fortunate that we're the home of a newspaper publishing outfit that is doing well and serving the community for so long. So in that regard, too, with the media that we have here in this area, we are extremely fortunate.
Yeah, I would have to agree with both sentiments. So. Thank you so much, Steve, for taking your time out here and talking to us. I really do appreciate it. And it sounds like 2021 is going to be an exciting year for you guys. So
we certainly hope so. And best of luck to you.